Hello, hello! From English Waves Radio, this is EconoMag, where we break down and discuss things that are happening in the economy. Today, how about the gig economy? Its existence isn't breaking news anymore, but it is ever more pervasive. 53 million Americans work as freelancers, earning 17% more per hour than conventional employees, but 28% less over the course of their careers because they work fewer hours. In addition, there are all of those extra costs, like healthcare and other benefits, that freelance workers have to provide for themselves, rather than getting through their employers. Still, the gig economy keeps growing and growing, far outpacing growth in the payroll economy. Airbnb, Uber, TaskRabbit, BlaBlaCar, Deliveroo. Some estimates even have the gig economy comprising as much as 25% of the entire U.S. economy. This, of course, hasn't been without controversy. Cities like New York and Paris have fought with Airbnb over collecting the same taxes that hotels pay. Other cities, like Venice, are in danger of becoming dead cities, with the majority of the housing stock dedicated not to permanent residents, but to tourism. And now, in the UK, Uber has just lost an important case about how its drivers are classified. The British union GMB had sued Uber in court, arguing that its drivers were not actually self-employed contractors, but rather actual employees of Uber, and therefore entitled to protections like the minimum wage and paid time off. The union said that its members who worked exclusively for Uber actually earned around £5 per hour, well below the actual British minimum wage. This case could have reverberations beyond Britain and beyond Uber itself. Already, Uber has faced lawsuits in California around the status of its drivers, and it could now face claims for back pay from its more than 40,000 London-based drivers. Additionally, governments have been struggling with how exactly to deal with the rise of freelance workers. On the one hand, they value the economic growth, but on the other, freelance work without regulatory reform potentially jeopardizes Social Security programs like healthcare and retirement. Author Stephen Hill has proposed what he calls individual security accounts in response to that. His idea is that every business that a person works for as a freelancer would pay into that account in order to fund the healthcare, retirement, vacation, and sick leave benefits that traditional employees enjoy. The solutions may not be clear yet, but one thing is certain. The rise of the gig economy is going to cause changes. Lots and lots of them. Join us next week for more economic news broken down. From English Waves Radio, thanks for listening to EconoMag.